Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Little Otis Redding bringing us back. Tom Anastasi is our guest. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. Tom, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your book.
Yeah, Amazon.com, of course, and BarnesandNoble.com, and my website, TomAnastasi.com.
All right, and it's just like it sounds, folks. That's Doctor, and that's Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom, we're talking about pricing, and as we went to the break, we were talking about how to discount, how to, you know, you and I are, I try to encourage small business owners to resist discounting at all costs, if, except not at the cost of your business. You gotta. This is a time where you've got to be courageous, Tom, in with your pricing. But you also have to be. You have to realize that discretion is the better part of valor. You can't lose your business over it. But there are right ways and wrong ways to make concessions to customers. Talk to us about that.
The right way is based on volume. And I can go ahead and give a discount if people are buying a lot. Or in a retail-type business, it's okay to give a discount to get somebody in the door. That way you can prove yourself.
Right. Can I, Tom, can I, let me come back to this volume thing.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, volume is okay. That's good. But let me tell you another way that I've used, Tom, to deal with this, and that is commitment. Instead of volume, commitment. Because sometimes some businesses' volume is not the right way to describe what they do. But if I can get a customer to commit to me, to use me exclusively for a year, or maybe even 2 years, or maybe even 3 years, if I can get them to commit, if they say, okay, you know, I want a discount, it's obvious you're going to have to give them a discount. When you give them something, make sure you get something back. What do you think, Tom?
That's absolutely right. And if you're dealing business to business, generally they're going to give you a small order up front just to see how you do. Can you handle it? Can you handle their infrastructure? What credit terms are you going to give them? Things like that. And then the orders will start getting bigger and bigger. And then you can sit and say, okay, if we're going to be your sole supplier, this is how things are going to look. But remember, you don't have to discount price. As a matter of fact, purchasing agents regularly will tell you they don't want that low-price vendor because that scares the heck out of them because they realize the low-price vendor is going to have problems with back orders, service is going
to
be a problem.
They also may not be in business long enough to continue to serve them.
Right.
And to be there when something if something needs to be fixed later. They, you know, smart buyers understand that you've got to allow the vendors you do business with, you've got to allow them to make a profit.
Right, and they do realize that, and that's why you don't have to discount very, very deeply. Sell service. I mean, underline that, bold that, everything you need to. Sell service, sell who you are,
right.
Because that low, low price is actually going to hurt you in corporate sales.
If you have to get into a war with the big company folks for the price, then you're shopping, you're hunting in the wrong forest. You're fishing in the wrong water, because this isn't the business. If you're a small business, this isn't the business you need to be looking for. If you've got to compete with Walmart on price, you're already out of business. You just don't know it yet.
Right. There's one of the businesses I talk about in The Successful Entrepreneur is Zoots, and they were a very small dry cleaning company, and he decided to differentiate himself. He charges a little bit more than your average dry cleaner, but he will pick up your clothes and deliver them to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's open 24 hours a day for pickup, and so if you need to get something for an interview or something, you can go there at midnight on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken a commodity product and he's decommoditized
But the main thing he's done is he's made it more what customers want.
Right.
And customers will pay for that.
They will.
If you save them time.
Just a little bit more, but that's all it takes to cover his overhead of having to stay open 24 hours and delivery.
Exactly.
Which most people will say, hey, it's worth it to me because in the long run, I'm actually saving money.
Right.
And now, on the other hand...
30 seconds. 30 seconds, Tom. Go ahead.
On the other hand of the spectrum is free. People have tried giving away things for free. You can't make up loss in volume. But I know some people have been very successful with that with freeware because they'll sell the upgrade later on.
Right.
So they'll give you a little taste.
Don't give away your main product, though.
No,
give away
absolutely
something
not.
Else or give away some service or something. Because one day, Tom, when the economy comes back, you're going to want to reestablish that product. And if you've already devalued it, then you're in trouble. It'll take
you
longer
are.
To get it back. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank
Tom
you.
Tom Anastasi, folks. Put a .com on the end of his name and you'll find him. His books are available wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.